In this video, we will understand the concept of de-dollarization and why many countries want to move away from doing international trade in dollars. What are the reasons behind it? Now, suppose the United States economy, that is the US dollar, goes into recession. Then it will create havoc on global financial markets. The basis of this video is the assertion that if the United States economy, particularly the US dollar, were to experience a recession, then it will have severe repercussions on global financial markets. That is why many countries are promoting de-dollarization, meaning many countries are substituting the US dollar as the currency used for trading oil and other commodities. The dominant role of the dollar in the global economy has given the United States massive power to influence other countries' economies. All this while, it has given the US the power to impose sanctions as a tool to achieve foreign policy goals. This is one reason for de-dollarization. And the second reason is, the United States also has this bad habit of printing money and distributing money in the form of physical currency, such as banknotes, as well as electronically, through various mechanisms, including open market operations and lending facilities. They use this strategy to manage the stability of the economy. So even this is a reason of de-dollarization. And the third reason is, now that we are seeing United States debt is increasing massively year by year, and they are also reaching the debt ceiling limit frequently. So there is a high chance that the US government will default on its debt payment, and the US economy will dip into recession anytime. And that will definitely affect the international financial system. The central banks of many countries are aware of the scenario. Therefore, the smartest thing that any country's central bank can do is de-dollarize the economy as soon as possible, so that by reducing reliance on the US dollar, countries can better prepare themselves for potential financial crisis. Now, if you see, Russian banks have started using the China-based cross-border interbank payment system for international payments. And then China has also developed their second currency, that is renminbi, in 2015, which offers clearing and settlement services for participants in cross-border yuan payments and trade. And then if you see BRICS New Development Bank, it encourages trade and investment in national currencies by disbursing up to 50% of its loans in national currencies since 2015. After that, Asian central banks have over $400 billion of local currency swap lines and trade amongst themselves. Then in July 2022, the Reserve Bank of India unveiled a rupee settlement system for international trade by allowing special Vostro account in designated Indian banks. It is a step towards internationalizing the rupee. Similarly, the South African rand is used by several African countries. Then the Latin American countries are also moving towards greater inter-regional trade. And then bilateral currency swaps among ASEAN countries with China, Japan and South Korea is also increasing rapidly. So steps like this are being taken by governments of different countries to move away and reduce dependence on the US dollar.